Joining me in the studio today are Evie Tejeda and Kaya Santana.
Hello.
Kaya is the Operations and Hospitality Specialist for the Latinx Center for Academic Excellence, and Evie is a volunteer intern at the center. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So, yeah, sorry about talking about Los Angeles for a moment, but yeah, we have connections.
All good.
So let's start by you explaining to me what the Latinx Center for Academic Excellence is and what it does. What's the purpose?
So I guess I'll start it off.
Okay.
So we are a center, obviously. We have resources for our students, especially everyone likes to get some free snacks and free printing, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
So who doesn't want to come in for the free stuff? And then we offer like a bunch of different events going on throughout the semesters. So I know currently we're having Café con Chisme. We're having office hours with professors in our office. So in case you don't want to walk all the way up to the BSS, you know, that's a long walk. Or we just had like some film series. So we had Cesar Chavez, the film presented, and we had a discussion afterwards. And we're planning on something else afterwards as well.
Okay, so the center is a great place to support students, it sounds like. Okay,
yes.
And what is your role at the center? As an intern?
Yeah, as an intern, I am looking into gaining more skills on what goes behind event planning and coordination, as well as being able to serve as a medium as far as what are the needs for students, specifically for our center, Latinx students. And so in a lot of our staff meetings, we're always trying to come up with ideas that can be as inclusive as possible for making sure folks feel like they have a home up here.
Okay. And you have something coming up that helps students to feel at home, and it's also going to support Latinx graduation 2019. So tell me about the event coming up.
All right. So we were going to have a dance due to a lot of different factors that we weren't looking upon, obviously, and we weren't informed about. We're going to cancel it. So that's not happening no more. But we are having this fundraiser in Applebee's.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I'm assuming, you know, you go buy some food, enjoy yourself in there, you know, and like it'll support our graduation as well. Right now, I'm also going to be contributing, and I'm going to be photographing taking pictures of the graduates for the agenda.
Very cool. So what day is the Applebee's fundraiser that's taking place? And, well, first, let's find out how that fundraiser works.
So, it's Dine Out to Support the Latinx Grad. It's going to be April 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's going to be in Applebee's Grill and Bar. That's going to be in Eureka, obviously. And, I think that's just come in and eat. And during those times, whatever is made, any profit, we're getting some benefits to us.
So anyone who comes in, they should first tell them that they are supporting the Latinx graduation, and a percentage of the plate sales will go to Latinx graduation.
Yep, correct.
Okay. So any meal purchased, I guess, like I said, you have to first let the server know that you want your meal to be to support Latinx graduation.
Yeah.
Okay. So when is that again?
That's going to be April 11th, 2019, 5 to 9 p.m.
So tell me about this cultural graduation. What is that? And what does it mean?
So I know for a lot of families, especially, we have a really big population of Latinx students, obviously, and a lot of them speak Spanish. So, you know, when you have your parent come to the regular graduation, some parents are just kind of there, like, you know, they're happy to see us graduate. I mean, we're all doing it for our parents, our families, to see us cross the stage, obviously, see their dreams come true, see all their efforts, everything they put into us. But not being able to understand it is a different obstacle, right? So having, like, per se, if I graduate next year, hopefully when I graduate next year, and I have my mother at the regular graduation, and I have her just kind of sitting there cluelessly, like, how is that going to make her feel, right?
So what about the main graduation that happens on Saturday in May? why not just participate in that graduation?
I mean,
yeah, it's definitely, you know, important for a lot of marginalized communities up here in Humboldt to be able to have those spaces carved out where they're able to honor particularly their own cultural heritage, customs that are unique and special for them to celebrate, and being able to invite other folks just coming back from home. Many of the times a lot of students, particularly students of color, you know, are coming far away from home. So it's a very meaningful day for them to be able to celebrate their identities and with their families and friends and loved ones.
So not so much separate, but just specialized.
Exactly.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense.
You know, we don't want to push ourselves away from all of our other peers. You know, I'm glad that we're going to graduate with everyone, you know, seeing everyone's different experiences and walks in lives. But yeah, just being able to like have that. And like, I mean, we also include like the sash, right? We have the cultural sash. And like, I know for a lot of our parents, that's like super special and important to them because, you know, the sarape has a certain meaning.
Right. So what if a person isn't able to go to Applebee's, but they still want to support the cultural graduation? Can a person just make a donation directly to the Latinx Center?
You come in and you can speak to us, or especially our coordinator, Fernando Paz. I know that we have certain ways of how we handle money, but we are asking, like right now we're having we're asking for donations from companies if they want to advertise. That way it's like, you know, win-win for both of us. And then anyone else, we're very like connected with our community, interconnected with them and like everyone around campus. And people just come in, make donations, and usually go to like the cashier's office.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I think also Humboldt State's website, you can donate to specific departments. So if you go to the HSU website, you can search for the Latinx Center and donate there as well.
Exactly. Yeah. We have that all up on our website.
Okay. Again, where is the, when and where is the Applebee's fundraising event?
So that's going to be in Eureka, Applebee's, April 11th, 5 to 9.
Okay. And when is the cultural graduation?
That's going to be May 17th, 6 to 9 at the Lumberjack Arena.
Okay, and I think the 17th is a Friday. Okay, great. So, Evie and Kaya, thank you very much for joining me, and have a great graduation and a great fundraising event.
Yeah, hope to see you guys there.
Absolutely. Thank you both. Coming up after the community calendar, we'll hear from Jeffrey Smuller of Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery. Stay tuned.